translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Gopinath Acharya continued, "One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead only by His mercy, not by guesswork or hypnosis. One cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead simply by exhibiting some mundane magic. Foolish people are enchanted by magical demonstrations. And when they see a few wonderful things done by mystical power, they accept a magician as the personality of Godhead or an incarnation. This is not the way of realization. Nor should one guess or speculate about an incarnation of God or the personality of Godhead. One has to learn from the bona fide person or from the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, as Arjuna did, by the mercy of Krishna. Krishna Himself also gives many hints about His potencies as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead only through the evidence presented by Shastras and Mahajans. In any case, one must have the mercy of the Lord in order to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead by devotional service." So I read the next translation. This translation is there. Ishvara Kripa Lesa Heyate Yaya Yataya Sete Ishvara Tatra Janebe Para. The Acharya continued, "If one receives but a tiny bit of Lord's favor, even by dint of devotional service, he can understand the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Agyanti Mandasya Gana Gana Salakaya Chaksumaitan Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dudati Swapadantikam. So, if in Srila Prabhupada's time when he came, people were thinking God is dead, he doesn't exist. Some were claiming that they are God, like that. So when Prabhupada proved that Krishna is God, then he came in the papers that Swami Bhaktivedanta has proved that Krishna, God does exist. God does exist. So, in his lecture, Prabhupada explained how, just like, unless you know the quality of gold, if you go to a grocer's shop and you look for gold, you'll be cheated. You know the quality of gold first. In order to purchase gold, you have to know the qualities first. In the same way, if one wants to become educated, first he has to know what the school is. If he doesn't know what school is, how is he going to get educated? So the basic understanding has to be there. Some understanding, the greatness of Krishna or God, Krishna has to be understood. And there's a saying, God helps those who help themselves. So, we can see in the history of the world, many famous people come. In time they die and they disappear, they're not known in time. The fame is gone. We can see how Lord Krishna appeared 5,000 years back and he displayed his pastimes and activities. Killing different demons when he was young. He killed Punna when he was 3 months old. Chinnamati when he was one year old. And in his childhood pastimes, he killed so many demons. And then he married 16,108 wives. He wasn't that each wife had to wait 16,108 days for being with Krishna. But Krishna made a golden palace for them, emeralds and jewels and their own, so Krishna expanded into 16,108 forms. So there's no evidence how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But unfortunately, because of his Mayavad philosophy, his Mayavad philosophy actually but Shankaracharya himself was a devotee. He is Lord Shiva himself coming to he had two purposes. One was to bewilder the demons. The other purpose was to reintroduce the Vedas again. So unfortunately, his followers, they chop and change the teachings according to what they want from the teachings. They don't follow as it is. Because Shankaracharya himself explained, Bhaja Govindam Muda Mate, that you fools and rascals, don't waste your time. Life is short. Worship Govinda, worship Govinda, worship Govinda. He himself said like this. When he speaks of Supreme Lord, he has certain qualities. So he's got six opulences: strength, wealth, fame, beauty, knowledge, fame, renunciation. So in this world, someone may have one of these qualities, but no one can claim that he's got all these qualities at one time. So Krishna, when he appeared, he showed that he had all these qualities at one time. And and we see how the example is given of the sun and sunshine. The sunshine cannot be separated from the sun. So the living entities, we are part and parcel of Krishna. We cannot be separated from Krishna. But in the material world, we are covered over by matter. So matter is considered dead, it has no life. So in order to evolve our consciousness to the spiritual platform, Krishna's incarnation, Srila Vyasadeva, has written many literatures for our benefit. In previous ages, people were going for karma kanda activities, sacrifices, and in Kali Yuga, everything is life is short. People are unlucky, unfortunate, misguided, short of memory. With these qualities, and people's lifespan is short, so they cannot read all the other Vedas, Vedic scriptures like Puranas. And so Srila Vyasadeva gave the essence, which is the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, And also Srila Vyasadeva appeared in Lord Chaitanya's pastime as Vrindavan Das Thakur. And he wrote his Chaitanya Bhagavat. So he says, Vrindavan Das Thakur comments in Chaitanya Bhagavat that even an atheist, if he reads this book, he'll become a devotee of the Lord. So, in there he explains in Chaitanya Bhagavat how Lord Chaitanya is considered the most merciful of all the incarnations of the Supreme Lord. So there was a pastime how this is when Lord Chaitanya was a student. He was with his student friends. And Lord Chaitanya was born in a Brahmin family. So one time he saw a puppy. Some puppies were there. He saw one, took one nice puppy, took it to his house and tied it up. And the other students, they went to Sachimata and complained that your Nimai Pandit has tied a puppy in your house. So the student untied the puppy, he went down the road, down the village, and a plane came from Goloka Vrindavan, and the puppy attained his spiritual form and went back to Goloka Vrindavan. So demigods, they were praying to Lord Chaitanya, as you deliver this puppy, please give us mercy also. So we can see how in this purport he explains how Gopinath Acharya, he's chastising Samabha Bhattacharya. That because Samabha Bhattacharya, his understanding is that he wants to upgrade Lord Chaitanya to a higher grade of the name of Bhattacharya. He thinks that the name Chaitanya is not very high class. Because according to Sankar Sampradaya, they have different names. And seeing Lord Chaitanya's beauty and he wanted to upgrade Lord Chaitanya. Gopinath Acharya is telling him that you don't know who Lord Chaitanya is. You're trying to guesswork here. With your guesswork, you cannot understand who the Supreme Lord is. But the interesting thing is, Samabha Bhattacharya had a lot of culture behind him. So he looked after Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya fainted in the Jagannath temple, he took care of him. He made sure the guards didn't beat him. He took Lord Chaitanya to his house. And then he allowed the devotees to come in. He paid respects to Lord Nityananda, to other devotees. And then, just because of having that respect, this is further up you find how Lord Chaitanya is giving him mercy now. Lord Chaitanya will show him the real understanding on what the Vedanta Sutra is. But generally people think the Vedanta Sutra is, they follow Shankaracharya's commentary. They don't recognize the other acharyas with these. They have the commentaries like Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Ramacharya. They have the commentaries. So, Lord Chaitanya will point out the real understanding of Vedanta Sutra in this discussion of Samabha Bhattacharya. So I'm a little, actually some of our Bhattacharya, he was Brihaspati actually. He's a guru of the demigods. He's coming in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, Samabhava Bhattacharya. And at some point, actually, he was trying to escape Lord Chaitanya's mercy. He knew that Lord Chaitanya came, but he thought, let me just carry on with my activities and go to Mithila, because Mithila was a seat of learning. And in those times, in Mithila, they wouldn't allow anyone to write scriptures down, copy the scriptures. But he was so learned, Samabhava Bhattacharya, simply by hearing, he memorized everything. And when he came back to Navadvip, he wrote things down. So in Mithila, they found out and they sent some people to try and kill him. So when Samabhava Bhattacharya showed who he was, these people, they were amazed. And they told him, actually, if you stay here, you'll be killed. Better you take shelter somewhere else. So then he went to Jagannath Puri and took shelter of King Pataparudra. He's only under Samabhava Bhattacharya's conviction that King Pataparudra accepted Lord Chaitanya. I read in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam the story of King Purva. 11th canto is given. Krishna repeats the story from 9th canto to Uddhava in the 11th canto. So in there it explains how by one's effort, by reading scriptures and learning verses, becoming scholarly, and one cannot achieve the goal in life. One has to have guidance from advanced devotees. And so we see that in the life of Srila Prabhupada, the same thing happened. How when the Gaudiya Math fell apart and Srila Prabhupada initially was trying to do his business, gain a lot of money, support the Gaudiya Math, but his Guru Maharaj was appearing in the dream and telling him to take sannyas. So Srila Prabhupada was hesitant. He was thinking it's a too big jump. But then so we can, in this example of Prabhupada, we can see even amongst devotees there are different kinds of visions or opinion how things should be. So Prabhupada wrote to this Tirtha Maharaj in Mayapur. The headquarters they had in Mayapur. And he had his vision that Srila Prabhupada should come under the Mayapur Gaudiya Math. Then the consideration of taking sannyas may be there. But Prabhupada didn't agree with that because Prabhupada felt that he needed to take it very quickly. So then he asked Kesha Maharaj. And Kesha Maharaj was pushing Prabhupada to take sannyas. And Prabhupada said, even I was hesitant, he was pushing me. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was guiding him to tell me to take sannyas. And Kesha Maharaj said, without sannyas, you cannot be a preacher. He told Prabhupada, you have to show the example to others. So 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 we can see even Srila Prabhupada, due to guidance of his advanced God brothers in that way, how another point is how this Krishna conscious movement is Prabhupada explains how he's there to help people, to train them how to enter Krishna's past, how to enter Krishna's family. So in this world there are two kinds of family, the family of Maya and Krishna's family. So we can see the family of Maya has no interest in following Krishna's instructions. They want to put themselves at the center. Whereas Krishna's family is putting Krishna at the center of everything. So we can see in this purport how Gopinath Acharya, he's telling Samabhavata Acharya how his guesswork will not help him. He has to have hear from realized souls. So, and the unique relationship with Krishna is that once you have a spiritual master, you get linked to parampara. The Krishna's reciprocation is direct. And the example is giving of Sanjaya, how he was in 4 hours away from Kurukshetra. He was in Delhi explaining, or Hastinapur, explaining to Dhritarashtra about the battle of Kurukshetra, but he had the vision to see what was happening in the battle of Kurukshetra. And at the same time, he was participating in the battle of Kurukshetra. So the unique relationship with Krishna is like that, that you get empowered to be with Krishna, even though in the material world, the link comes in. So, it's a matter of how much we are open for the example is given of the sun. The sun is shining everywhere, but there are certain people who like to be in the darkness. Sun doesn't discriminate to give mercy. It gives mercy to everyone. So, I had an instance one time how I was doing Harinam in central London, and this Indian boy came to me, like middle age, whatever. And he said, he tried to challenge me. He said, Hare Krishna movement is a cult. So I questioned him back. I said, well, if you can stop the Hare Krishna mantra spreading, I'll become your follower. When I looked around, he disappeared. So it shows the Krishna conscious movement is a reality. Everything else is just like a dead bodies moving around. People may feel that they're doing, from their point of view, they may feel that they're doing something important. But unless it's for Krishna's pleasure, it's just time is taking over very fast. And there's a verse in Sanatana Goswami's commentary on 10th canto. He says, For those who have materialistic eyes, I give them a distressing form of time. And those whose eyes are within, I give them happiness as a super soul. So it's this is a mystery of the parampara. Actually, we see afterwards how when Samabhava Bhattacharya became a devotee, how he because he was a big leader in his time, he was in charge of Jagannath Temple. He had many followers under him, and he was a big leader in his time. So when he became a devotee, he made others into devotees also by his example. So this is the benefit of someone who's coming from an educated background. Example is Srila Prabhupada, how this Narendra Mulik, he taught Prabhupada. Prabhupada has seen so many sadhus in his time. His father used to invite so many sadhus. And Prabhupada wasn't impressed when Narendra Mulik told him, come to see this Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he's a very special sadhu. Prabhupada was not open to that. But in Narendra Mulik, he pushed Prabhupada. He said, no, you must see this sadhu. He's very special. The Prabhupada went, and knowing the culture, he just paid obeisances. When he got up, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur told him, you are educated young men. You must preach this message of Lord Chaitanya in English-speaking language. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. So then then Srila Prabhupada challenged that because Prabhupada was under Gandhi's supporting Gandhi's movement, and Prabhupada said India is dependent, how can we help others if we are dependent? We have to become independent. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he answered that politics will always go on, but Lord Chaitanya's message is more important than that. It cannot stop, it has to be pushed on. Actually, there was one interesting pastime. This is in what's the name of that book, Mohan? You're reading with Sam. Bhakti Sudha Bhakti Chintamani. You know, there's one interesting pastime. How there was this impersonalist. He's in Dwarka, and his aim was to merge into the Brahman. This was his goal. But then he was seeing Krishna every day coming out of the palaces. And then his vision changed. He actually said that, I find when I see Krishna coming, the form is more important than the impersonal Brahman. He came to that conclusion. So this person, he admitted, he said, I wasted so many lifetimes trying to enter the Brahman. But now I see, just meditating on Krishna, everything is achieved for me. So, so we can see how the Mahajans, they established temples throughout India to help humanity come to the spiritual platform. And they wrote books. They showed by the example in terms of surrender to Krishna. And they also showed how if we do surrender to Krishna, we'll never be a loser. There was this pastime how there's a deity in South India, Bharat Raj, deity of Vishnu or Krishna. And this one disciple, Ramanujacharya, he was preaching to the Shivite king, And his king, he wasn't open to Vaishnavism. So he took the eyes out of this devotee. His name was Kuresh, took his eyes out. So Ramanujacharya told him to go to his deity, Bharat Raj, and ask for his eyes back. So this devotee, Kuresh, was quite, he said, for myself, I can't ask anything from Krishna, but Ramanujacharya said, on my behalf you ask. So he went to Bharat Raj and he asked for the eyes back. The eyes came back. So we can see from these examples how if we are going through a difficult patch in our life, we pray to Krishna. He'll take away the difficulty. And we take shelter of holy name. We see through the eyes of scriptures. Prabhupada always emphasized that we shouldn't depend on his mundane eyes. Mundane eyes are four defects. They have tendency to cheat, make mistakes, be illusion, imperfect senses. We have to make the Shastras our eyes. See through the eyes of Shastra. And if we do that, we'll never become cheated. So, actually Krishna comes in many ways to actually save the fallen souls. He comes in the deity form. He comes to Shastra, and then he sends the Vaishnavas also to help the general masses of people. He comes through the form of Mahaprasad. I was reading in Chaitanya Charitamrita where Lord Chaitanya is glorifying Mahaprasad as being part of coming from Krishna's saliva. Is blessed food, he said. And Lord Chaitanya was pointing out how Mahaprasad Govinde Namabhavanda Vaisnava Sapam Vatam Rajam Vishwasana Vijayate. Those who have not had much piety in previous lives, they cannot appreciate Mahaprasad, the name of Govinda, and they cannot appreciate the Vaishnava association. So in order to appreciate these three things, one has to build up spiritual piety. There was one instance where I was doing books somewhere, I think Huntington, doing books. I went to a butcher shop and I gave him a second chance. So one devotee followed behind me with some Mahaprasad. But the person took the book, he gave me £5 or something. But he couldn't appreciate the Mahaprasad. He just couldn't relate to it. So also in Ujjain, when they were doing the prasadam distribution in the schools, it happened like the Muslims, they were complaining to the government that this food which is coming from the ISKCON temple is not purely made. Something is not proper there. So the government officials, they came to check out the prasadam standards. And then they told these Muslim people who were sending their children to the school, they told them, we are not going to change the standards. If you make your own arrangement, you can make your own arrangement. So like that, it shows how the purity of the prasadam even for the devotees to enter South Africa before they entered the preaching happening there. They took Mahaprasad and gave it to the officials in the airport. After they gave the Mahaprasad, then they allowed them to enter. So we can see in the life of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he actually defeated one mystic. His name was Vishvaksena. And this person was claiming to be Mahavishnu or Krishna. He danced with the other people's wives. And he threatened to throw the British out of India. So they asked Bhaktivinoda Thakur to deal with him. And Bhakti Thakur went with 100 police constables to reason with this person, because he had a lot of mystic power in his hair. He could, and many people were telling Bhaktivinoda Thakur, don't deal with him, you'll end up in disaster, it won't be good for you. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur didn't listen to them, and he even told his wife, just chant Hare Krishna, your health will be okay. Because this Vishwakshana threatened Bhaktivinoda Thakur's family to die. So by chanting, they were okay, nothing happened. Although they became sick initially, but nothing happened. So in the court, I think one of the lawyers, he cut the head of his Vishwakshana off. After that, 3 days after he killed himself. So we can see how mystics have they're just cheaters. And even yogis, they're too much into mystic powers, which is deviation from the path of bhakti. Because they want to be the center of activity. They don't want Krishna to be the center. Any comments or questions?
Hare Krishna, can you hear? Okay. Now, some years ago, I went to Bhubaneswar. I took some computer equipment over, which was donated by the temple here that we weren't using. And I got to customs, and they said, I'm sorry, you're going to have to pay. You've got to pay the value of the equipment. I said, no, it's a donation for an ISKCON temple. And you know, there was much to-ing and fro-ing, and they went to see their boss, and he came out, and he saw me there in my cloth and everything, and he actually, it was very funny, he went, Hare Krishna, And he let me through.
Haribo.
So it's just amazing how certain things can happen. Mother Kalingan, in all sorts of situations, she would keep saying, chant, chant, you know, there were difficult moments. And somehow or other, like gates opened. And very, very wonderful illustration of this chanting. We must have that faith. We're having difficulties on getting monies into Russia at the moment, and for a project, they've got an education project there, and all I could say was, you know, and it may have sounded facetious, we must really chant now to get these obstacles going, because I just remember what Mother Kalingan has said. We must really chant, irrespective of what's happening, officialdom or whatever. Things change with chanting Hare Krishna. So we've yet to find out what's going to happen with this project. But we must have that faith that the real bottom line is chanting Hare Krishna to remove all obstacles, whatever they may be. It may not come, but we must try. Its power is unknown, really, except when you experience it, you know, like in the airport. That was an amazing thing. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it's actually regarding the holy name. I just wanted to share a story. I'm watching this series right now called Following Prabhupada. I don't remember the other disciples, but I do remember Guruji Maharaj. And basically, one of the pastime was going along how devotees were going to India. But between where they were traveling from to India, there was a short transit in Egypt. And in Egypt, they were actually doing Harinam there. They were doing a lot of kirtan there. And in the Muslim countries, it was like very foreign, and people didn't really understand what was going on, especially the soldiers. And these soldiers were holding rifles. They were kind of suspecting, like, what are they up to? What are these devotees up to? And then a couple of actually soldiers had a rifle pointed towards Guruji Maharaj. They were like, you know, if anything funny was going on, they were ready to shoot. And one of the disciples was actually mentioning how, or one of the devotees was mentioning how he got so nervous, so he decided to walk behind a bus and hide there just because he couldn't really bear to see what was going on. But then as soon as he kind of came around the bus again to see what was going on, he actually saw that the soldiers put their rifles down and they actually joined the kirtan and they were chanting with Guruji Maharaj. It's just so nice. So it's like the holy name can really protect us when we have faith.
Definitely. Anyone else? Having... Okay. Question is there.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for a very nice class. You said that we should make Shastra our eyes. How do we make it our eyes? Do you mean just reading Bhagavad Gita daily? How can we make Shastra our eyes?
Well, just read it and explain it to others. That's his eyes. It's very simple.
What if we're not qualified to...
It's like Prabhupada gave the example. He said, a child may not know... this is chair, but if he repeats what the father says, chair, he's correct. But if you repeat what Shastra says, then it's correct. Any other questions, comments? No? Okay. Antara Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Sri Prabhupada ki jai.